We should play basketball and film it.
I think we'd get worked.
We would lose by...
We get fucked up.
I'd need some help on defense.
We need some height somewhere. But you're always available for a fast break.
Yeah. That's the pro and the con.
Do you imagine how funny that would be, though? Like, if we just did a pickup 5-on-5. Tick, with that outfit, you'd look like Will Ferrell and...
Semi-pro.
Talking about Jackie Moon.
Moon, yeah. He'd be our tropic starting center.
It's the size.
It's definitely the size.
Tick, put the camera on yourself for a second.
With the hair busting out of the hat, it definitely adds
What do you think it adds? What does it add, Bob?
It just adds to the crazy. Like, it adds... to the chaos.
Your socks also match your Q-zip somehow perfectly.
That's not an accident.
Well, that was on purpose.
That's certainly not an accident.
I didn't know they made socks in that color shade, though. It matches perfectly.
Yeah,
I didn't know they're breezy still socks. Making wool
socks. You got to spend some time looking.
Wearing wool socks in Florida is a wild...
They're not wool. They're
put
not
the
wool.
Camera on yourself.
They look wool.
They look like
they
Santa Claus.
They don't look like normal
throws
socks.
Throws those puppies on before firing out an item.
This is impressive,
delivering
this
presents.
Is, these look like normal fucking socks. How are they not normal socks? I'm confused. Wool is a completely different material.
Okay, what material would you call that?
Cotton? What are your socks made of?
That's double cotton, dude.
Tick, you don't think
fuck off.
You don't think you look a little bit...
I think I look fantastic. Well, I think I look like a Boy Scout in these shorts. That's why I don't wear shorts.
It's not the shorts. It's the socks that are making you look like a Boy Scout.
You think so?
I don't think you are looking...
What if I push them down?
Tick, I think if you don't... No, I'd love...
That word.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm not corporate.
I think so. I think he'd rather have a call than send an email. I think that's at the point. I think that's where he's at now.
What does that mean,
I think dude? He follow up.
He does. He's going to circle back.
Yeah.
And he wants to see his calendar filled up.
You will never catch me sending emails like that ever, though I did a couple. It depends like what the environment is, but I'm more of just like, I'll send you text. I haven't gone corporate. I send text messages without formal emails.
Well, why send an email when a call will do just fine?
I don't do calls, typically.
I mean, if you had your way, you wouldn't talk to anybody.
What if what?
If you had it your way.
Have it your way. Who's that? Burger King. Yeah.
Not a sponsor.
Maybe the word is burnt out instead of gone corporate.
Damn.
I mean, you're living in beautiful sunny things. Florida now.
By the way,
it's the same stuff.
I never want to be the guy that is like, no, come out, because I hate it when people
come not coming.
To me. There's nothing I hate more. That being said, I would like you to come on the boat today.
I'll try to make it.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I'll try to make it, for sure.
That's a no.
Episode's out. We're going to be out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
This is like the worst day for you to try to decline. Because you don't have an episode for a week.
This is Wednesday, by the way.
Yeah, oh my God.
Oh, it'd be
100%.
Definitive no.
Wednesday's...
I would really enjoy that. It's also too extreme.
Are you just trying to put me on the spot in front of all the people who watch this podcast?
No, I mean, I know that's the way it panned out. But more so for your mental health, just to have a nice mental health day. A little R&R.
Yeah, a little, you know, not a bad idea.
Pop, are you coming on the boat?
But you guys are playing, it's already 1 o'clock. It's already 11 o'clock. It's already 9 o'clock. You're playing, you're going golfing, and then,
we're going
and,
on
then
boat.
And then you're going to the boat.
Boats and hoes.
It's a sunset.
Are we going to the square group?
You want a group?
Are we going to end at the group?
Whoa. I don't know.
I didn't
know.
How about the place before the group?
I thought we were going on the boat, going to have some dinner. Chill. Now all of a sudden, groupers is coming into play.
Where's the dinner at?
Well, that's a good question.
I don't remember
Tick,
the dinner
are you
part.
Coming? Tick, can you come?
Part. Well,
I would think we'd need dinner. We're going to have dinner after golf.
He says, fuck that, then I'm in.
As long as we can find a place that allows wool socks.
You bop.
Do you wear, how do you feel about sandals?
I hate sandals. I think they're ridiculous.
Yeah, that checks out.
Sandals? Are you fucking kidding me?
Those toes haven't seen the light of day.
I'll tell you what, though, if you put a little bottle opener underneath,
okay.
Get me at a NASCAR race, I'll wear them.
Sandals are good enough for Moses, but not for you.
Yeah.
Moses didn't have access to Air Yama.
He had sandals, dude. He was grinding through that desert in sandals.
Jesus got a lot accomplished with sandals on, didn't he?
A lot of his sandals have come a long way.
Top five just, sandals wearers.
He just phased them out.
Jesus at one.
Jesus at one. He's a clear one.
Jesus, clearly number Moses, one. And then skis.
Skis is in the top five for sure.
And then like one of our cousins probably.
What about slides?
I love slides.
I love slides. I like white Nike socks with black slides.
What? But you wouldn't wear slides with no prison? Socks.
What?
No, like when you would show up to like basketball practice, you would show up with like the slides on with like the socks would go up to here.
But what about white. Why does the color matter to the socks and why not green?
No, you're right. It can be anything. But back in the day, they made black and they made white, so I went with white.
But why wouldn't you match the socks to the slides?
Oh, because you got to know you don't got that. Slides. You stand on. Out.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Got
the guys who showed up to the gym though with the slides on were the best players.
It's true.
They were so loose. Just
you think so?
They just waltz. Yeah, for sure. They
you know that classic warm up. You walk in, you kick the slides off. You like fake like you're shooting around. You're like fake shooting. You're like throwing like medium floaters up for a little bit.
You're
stretching but not stretching while you're watching the competition.
I would have paid good money to watch Yaman just stroll into the Jewish Community Center for like a game of pickup and just watch his like shoot around beforehand.
I was actually thinking this. We should play basketball and film it and put it in. In episode.
You know what I was thinking last night?
I think we'd get worked.
No, but it'd just be us against ourselves. It would just be funny, especially because we need...
Well, how would it be us against ourselves?
No, we'd go to some... We'd just shoot around. I don't know. We'd just film us fucking around on the court. I
think it'd be better if we did a 5-on-5 and like went and played some.
Jeez.
We would lose by...
We get fucked up.
We'd have to... The mercy rule would go into effect.
Let's get this 5-5.
We'd be a small group.
The court, I'd be gassed.
I'd need some help on defense.
We need some height somewhere.
I'd need some help.
I need some help on defense. Meaning he wouldn't even go to the offensive side of the floor.
I can't stay with my guy. Simply couldn't stay with my guy.
But you're always available for a fast break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the pro and the con.
The pro. Yeah.
The longest outlet pass in history. Just grab
that
a rebound.
That works. I'm in a good shot.
Do you imagine how funny that would be, though? Like if we just did a pickup 5-on-5. In like a community center and saw how we fared.
I wouldn't be able to stop laughing. I'd be dribbling the ball just staring.
I'd be fouled out before like the first 5 minutes.
Man would be fouled out.
I'd be hucking guys across the court.
He'd have 4 fouls in 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's pretty much
and all 4 fouls would have been the ref's fault.
Well, no, 3 out of 4.
100%.
They've got
to
do it.
I'd love to see Joe in a game and just see him just like level somebody and freak out at the ref.
Tick, with that outfit, you'd look like Will Ferrell in, you know, what's the basketball?
Semi-pro.
Talk about Jackie Moon.
Jackie Moon.
The Tropics.
Yeah. He'd be our Tropic starting tropics. Center. I honestly think that, you know, now that we all live here, we... Could you imagine? It's so. He'd have the headband, dude. It'd
give me the ball. So give me the ball. Nope, back out. Back out. Give me the ball. Give me the ball. Nope, back out. Back out.
I do think, though, that now we all live here, like, shit like that would be hysterical. Just to do.
I think now that we all live here, you're a jackass.
I think we all.
You've just been coming at me since we started this thing.
I made one comment, which, by the way, was very funny. Which was very funny.
All right.
Is there a park? Is there a park around here? Like,
a little bit.
Yeah, but
yeah, we have a basketball,
like, is there a basketball
court, right? Oh, in our
we should go. We should go film there.
We have one right up here.
Like, really good.
We could do a series. We could do like a sub series. Like,
I know, but
it is Bob does sports. We could do like a softball series.
The softball team would be fucking insane.
That would be great. I'm in for that.
Basketball.
That'd be more fun.
Imagine a soccer.
Yeah,
I don't have the fitness for that.
But softball would play better because you get the commentary in the dugout. There's some downtime. With basketball, there wouldn't be a lot of chatter like there is. What are you laughing at?
When you talk, it looks like a chimney.
Jeez.
When you like hit the vape and then talk.
You look like a dragon.
It looks like a chimney.
I'm done. I'm done here. I'm working the camera. I'm putting this away.
I think he's having a great
time. What would we do? We do basketball.
Softball.
I like softball.
Softball's way better.
We grab some of our shooters in here.
So hysterical.
Let me tell you something. If we get a softball team going, that would be. I would be in all my glory.
Let's go to the field. Let's just hit around.
The one year.
Dude, it'll be.
Remember when?
You guys
there
played
was
softball?
Some wild moments. Yeah, we played for Peninsula softball.
Yo, a lot of what I did like a five games. I did a lot of content around the softball team, and people. I mean, the content from that, the behind the scenes of us on the softball team. We would stop golfing. I mean, that would be the end of golf. People would just want softball.
How many people would we need?
We'd need nine at least.
I know, yeah, nine, but like
we'd be so bad as far as with games like getting to the game.
Oh.
Yaman will just not want to come one day.
He used to play all the time.
What's your position when you played in LA? You played with a group of guys. What was your position?
I play first base.
You're a first base guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look
just fucking not moving an inch, dude.
Oh, he's picking balls left and right though. An airing ball coming his way.
Stretch with those thighs to make you catch it first.
You won't get a ball past me, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
That'd be what about you, FP? Would you pitch?
I can see that.
Hey, why not catcher, Joe?
What's wrong with you? You're a pitcher.
Pitcher? I'm asking. What's wrong with catcher?
Why would I be pitcher?
I feel like you'd be a good pitcher.
Why is that? Because I don't have to move.
You got
to
get it over the plate.
That wasn't what
it's
I
about
was
aim.
Saying.
It's about aim. Is it fast pitch or
second base?
That was not what I was saying. You know, it's,
you're out for blood today, man. You got to take a couple plays off.
I wasn't out for blood.
That's true. You did.
Oh my God!
What do you mean?
Take it.
I heard it. I heard it.
You let it go.
I was just gonna.
You know, you definitely.
I'm just gonna keep
need.
It moving. My David Wells ass out there.
By the way, David Wells is a great guy. We saw him at Tom.
Yeah. Perfect game. Didn't he throw a perfect game?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
he did.
He did.
People forget that David Wells is a great name drop.
Oh. Second base. I feel like I could manage that gap pretty well.
Yeah. All right. Who's our pitcher then, Bob?
For sure, he's a pitcher.
Bob used to be shortstop, though. I think he's a good shortstop.
You need a good shortstop. You need a good center fielder too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, center fielder's a crucial.
Listen, I'm gonna go wherever you guys put.
Yeah, Jensen's
got some pace, dude.
Jensen looks very athletic. I will say he's a soccer player. He's got a
run.
Yeah.
Do you think he can catch? Like judging a fly ball might be a problem.
I mean,
we'll find out. We'll do practice.
Get Melillo at the corner.
Oh yeah.
The juice man. Is
juice is in right field.
Yeah.
Oh,
smoking his cig. I don't even know if he smokes cigs, but I feel like you would out there.
You know, Beardon would play catcher.
He could play
a great catcher.
He'd be great.
Beardon would just
his back roast. Though.
Yeah, so we get him a chair. He just sit in a chair behind home.
That would be really funny.
Back at you, that is when I look at him, he looks broken. It's hard to watch. Like I'm not even like it's hard when he was sitting at the Brady Lounge, Mike.
He was hunched.
Yeah.
The way he sits on the chair, it's like it's holding up his body. Like his body's gone limp. Like you can tell he's really hurting.
That's tough.
Yeah.
You know?
He won't deny it either. He said he's broken.
And I used to make fun of Poppy because Poppy was wearing a wool onesie. wool socks.
Poor Pop's taking a beating.
No, he took his bill and he just shattered his back. And
is your back still bad?
I wore wool socks on hardwood stairs and I just...
Yeah, just, so, you went, you went that way and just bang right on the stairs.
My ass provided no protection for my back. Landed right on the small of my back. I haven't been the same since.
You're a wild.
And this guy used to make fun of me left and right.
Well,
I'd show up to golf times just stretching and he's laughing. And then 2 years later, this guy's got chronic back issues himself.
I'll tell you what's not.
When it happened, I went over to you and I apologized. I said I wouldn't
want
anybody.
That is true.
The back issues is...
Tick, I got a question.
Go ahead. Sorry.
What's the end game? And this is not, I mean, in a good way. No, a good way. What's the end game with the hair right now?
In a
good way. No, I don't even mean that in a bad way. I think, I'm being dead serious. I think it looks fantastic.
I do too.
But see, Bob, this is Bob being Bob.
The end game's another two surgeries, I think. I don't know. It looks like shit. I can't.
I think it looks good.
I think I'm in a good spot.
If you stay right where you're
at. I said that, but I'm saying, yeah.
What I needed to do is to get longer so then it can start straightening out a little bit.
No, I like that it's doing this?
Yeah, you want that.
I can't tell if you're fucking with me because he's laughing in the corner.
He laughs at everything.
100%.
Well, but you look, he's got that straight. Awesome. He has the straighter hair, this guy.
Yeah, I like.
Joe's in a great spot.
I like the.
You like
I think
the,
I when mine's mine. Shorter, mine's it does long. That. It has that little bit of a whip, okay. And I like
I'm being
that.
Honest.
I'd like
mine's
to get a little
long.
Bit more like yours, but not as long as yours.
Do your thing, 21.
Yeah, it's just the volume.
I got a bit of a mullet situation, though, so I do need to trim it down a little
That's kind
of
cool.
No, you're
like the mullet?
Long enough. You're long in the front.
That's a hockey flow, dude. That's sick.
Yeah. It is cool.
Like, it's a little lax lettuce.
It looks sick the way that it
Yeah, it's true.
Out. It does. Cool. Look, I can't get there. I wish I could.
But you saw me at Carbone when I couldn't wear the hat. That was rough.
You two are so hard on yourselves with your hair. It's unbelievable. It's not nearly what you guys presented as. It's unbelievable.
Because when I look in the mirror, I still see the guy I was 4 years ago.
And who is that guy?
That guy was struck.
Well, you clearly aren't. What's right? that? You clearly aren't.
Yeah, but it's tough when you see yourself. Sometimes you just see that kid.
So are you going to believe yourself when you know you're wrong? Or are you going to believe the other people telling you that you look good?
Listen, you're making great points.
Yeah, but that's a battle. That's a battle.
And by the way, Bob, you could do the flow.
I played that game.
You got to get it growing.
I told Bobby needs to grow it out.
Smoking it. So it's.
I happen to like it short, though.
That's fine.
It looked okay.
But you could do that.
You could grow it out.
100%.
Weird transition.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, Poppy's going through that transition.
No, you're
past it.
He's past it.
Bob
just wants to bury you for your hair right now.
It's coming from all angles today.
I think it's great. I really don't know.
Whatever you did at Carbone the other night, you had it sort of.
It was good.
It was the best I had ever seen your hair look. It was great.
It's like golf. You know, someday you think you have it.
I think just about how you style it. Like if you like sometimes when you go to like, you know, to get your hair cut or whatever, they style it a certain way and it always looks better than when you do it yourself.
Right.
You just need to figure out how, because when you'd come after a haircut sometimes it'd be like, oh, that looks great. And then like 2 days later you try to do it the same way yourself and it's just not the same.
Yeah.
I've had that problem too.
Got a great barbershop here that I love, and Junior's barbershop is every time I walk, I love a place that I can do a good walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I walk in, they got just barbers on deck.
That's where I get my beard trimmed.
It took me 2 years to find a guy in LA, and I finally did, and then we moved. So I don't know what I'm going to do.
How was that feeling out process?
In LA?
Barber? Yeah.
It was great. It was, I mean, but it was like a, like I got,
was he tried?
I think somebody recommended, no.
Really?
Yeah, but it was like a salon or something. And
It was referral.
Then I texted. I like when you can just text them on the side and be like, "Hey, can I come in at this time?"
Like a drug deal.
Yeah, sure. And they're like, "Yeah, I'm here whenever." So the last few haircuts I got in LA was this guy. His name was Roy, and then we moved. And
but you went in New York to
but
try.
I went to New York, I had my old
you're,
guy take
you're
care.
A little
of me.
More particular about who cuts your hair than I would have expected you to
I,
be.
I mean,
like, I guess. I thought you'd just be the kind of, you just walk in somewhere.
No, haircuts haircuts are the thing for me.
But well, here's
I rarely get
long.
Them. My hair grows very
you
slow.
Such a good set of hair.
Yeah, you do.
You really do.
Fun with that. It's a great Ooh. Set.
Yeah, I mean it's solid. I'm appreciative of my hair. It's not as good as this guy, but I mean, you know,
I have to cut mine. Mine's getting way too long.
Let me tell you something. That is the unicorn of hair.
That's you. I see you guys pump my tires.
You're
up.
You're like Jared Leto. Dude.
That's ridiculous. I don't think it's. I think I no, listen. I think I have good hair, but this guy acts like I am like the fucking Elvis Presley of hair. It's outrageous.
You really
styled it that way. You could be.
There's no flaws in his hair. There's not one.
Well, it is getting long.
You've got great.
It's getting very long.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get it trimmed.
It's been longer. I think.
No, it's when I don't have a hat on, dude. I got a mop.
Get off your hat. Get off your hat.
You look phenomenal.
Yeah,
I got
individual strings of hair that are like going 3 feet back. Oh my god!
Wild volume.
See, it's wildly
so much volume.
The volume. Do you put stuff in there?
No.
See, that's crazy. It's naturally like that.
I haven't put. Sometimes I'll gel it. Like I gelled it when we went to Carbone.
No Suavecito in there.
You don't have anything in there right
no
now.
No product.
Did you take a shower? Today?
I took a shower and
then put your hat right on.
You have
that
sheen about it naturally.
And that's that flake stuff.
It's glowing.
Three times the actor Danger fighting ingredients.
Shut up, Flakes. Anti-dandruff shampoo. Yeah.
Wow.
That was great when Cutsy showed up in the Great Gatsby outfit to Carbone.
Oh, my God.
That was wild. That was
it was a sweater over a dress
your
shirt.
Your hair's too long for gel right now.
Yeah, I don't put gel in it.
Yeah. Like that Carbone thing coming out, you look like a... You look like a hockey coach.
Yeah. Like, oh, like the Iceland coach from Mighty Ducks?
Correct, but a little bit longer.
Iceland.
You look like Gordon Bombay coaching the fucking national team.
Yeah.
Look like you just got out of a shower.
Hans?
I just got out of the shower.
Such a great movie.
You got great forehead ratio, too. That's underappreciated
as
well.
What does that mean?
It doesn't start up here. You've got like a three-finger forehead, which is the perfect number.
People always talk about foreheads now.
Sure.
Am I crazy? Doesn't everybody have the same forehead for the most part?
No,
he's got a much shorter forehead than you.
It's not the short, that's just his hair.
Sure, exactly.
But how many fingers it takes to get to your hairline from your eyebrows?
Right, but if he shaved his head...
Maybe.
Yeah. He'd have the same forehead. Tick. Tick.
Yeah.
If he shaved his head, he'd have the same forehead as everybody.
But that's not the...
So it's not the size. So it's not the size of your forehead. It's where you. It's your hairline.
Well, correct. The hairline.
He's got a great hairline.
He's got a great hairline. It starts in a great spot.
It's one of the few things I got going for me.
Pop, I could talk hair with you all day long.
Me too. I've got a lot to talk about.
It's like, you know what is so funny? It's like once, like my and back home, I have a couple friends who they just talk hair. And it's like they're in their own secret society. It's like they're in their own world, and everybody else just has no idea. And they're sending pictures and
I
like
bet they don't have good sets of hair. Cause
no,
appreciate it more.
No,
it's like, you know, it's very similar to like we take for granted. I'm at a good height. Like people who are short wish they had a few more inches. You know, like
preach.
They would be
That's the thing I don't understand. What Bear Down talks about, how it's so horrible to be tall. Like most people would love to be tall.
You know what though, Joe? The more I do think about it, because he's such a big guy that like it does have to get annoying. People being like, "Oh my God, you're tall!" Like that does probably get annoying to a degree. So I do.
That's a trade off though. That's like a billionaire being like, "Oh my God, you're a billionaire." It's like, I'm sure it's annoying, but you got a billion fucking dollars.
There's life inconveniences.
Once you start ducking through doorways,
he doesn't fit in like showers. Like he can't.
Why not?
Because there's this thing is too tall to wear.
It's not like he's 7'2", Bobby's 6'6".
Have you seen him take photos on airplanes when he's crammed in the bathroom?
Everybody looks like that in an airplane.
No, you don't. Nobody that's not his height does.
Okay, so when he takes a flight,
I'd rather deal with what he deals with. I agree. Being 5'7" stinks. Something cool about
it. You're so low to the ground. You've got great center of gravity. It's part of what makes you a good golfer, probably.
Low man.
You think you'd be just as good a golfer if you lived the same life at 6'7" as you did now at 5'7"?
You'd probably have great
6'7"'s tough for golf.
That's what I mean.
But I would pump the ball. Yeah, if I figured it out, I would fucking rip it.
Driving at 330.
There are no like 6'7" pro golfers.
There's one guy on the European tour I can think of.
How tall is Ernie Els? Wasn't he
big boy?
Probably 6'3".
Isn't that Adberg?
If you're 6'3", 6'4", that's a good spot to be.
Aberg, I think he's very tall.
I think Aberg is.
I don't know. He's 6'7". He's
6'3", 6'4". Is a great height in general for average.
Kuchar is tall as hell.
I saw him on the range.
Matt Kuchar is a tall,
big glass of water.
Yeah.
We always see him at Riviera. It's always like, holy shit.
You just need that Akshay build.
Said something about the Lakers.
Or the Zalatoris.
Yeah, he's starting to power forward for the Lakers. If the Lakers need a power forward, Matt Kuchar's your guy.
It'd be like replacing Vlade Divac. He's a big boy.
I was on YouTube the other day, and a random YouTube short came up, and Perez and Jet were over. Some guy was doing like a swing analysis on Fat Perez.
Tight.
Whoa.
It was fucking awesome, because like you see all those all the time with like the pros, and then it was just Stewie on the range. Like, you're going to see here, like his alignment here, and it's him. It was awesome.
He's got one of the most unassuming, what did he say? He's one of the most shocking swings in all of golf. Yeah, he seemed legit. He was,
unexpected about the swing?
Yeah,
the guy said it. Now, to me, it's everything I've always
expected.
What
would you think that he meant by that?
By FP swing?
Yeah.
Just how shallow he gets. You know, you wouldn't expect a guy
I'd start my backswing and a chicken tender just shows up in my mouth. I don't know what the guy was expecting.
That was really good. Little Polynesian sauce on the side.
Polynesian sauce, Joe.
Oh, that's gold, man. That's
really good. Been a good bot. It was one of those just didn't need it type shots.
Did he like break it down frame by frame?
Oh, sure did. Sure did. I run into a lot of didn't need it, it seems.
You do.
You take a bang job. Me and FP take it the most.
How are you gonna make this about you?
I just said
Jesus.
I get banged all the time. You know what,
Joe? There's an example right there.
I'm just saying you get banged all the time. I also get banged all the time from this guy over here.
That's true.
I'm not sure.
Different kind of banging.
Well, it's still a bang. Hey, but listen, if you're gonna bang,
a different kind of bang,
as long as you tag.
Because he's saying he takes banging from bot, like Bob bangs him.
FP's
taking bangings from randoms on TikTok.
Oh, I'm not talking about
Joe gets banged by people online.
But not you. Just get banged in like a comment here, there. We'll
banged every 2 weeks by Callaway.
That's a good point.
It's a great bang.
They always smoke
them on
posts.
Did you see what they put up yesterday about that putt that I left? That was so fucking horrid.
No.
Yeah.
You didn't see that against the match against Xander? I put a putt that was like the worst putt of all time.
Exposure.
Listen, as long as you're going to bag, you better tag.
Yeah.
And they tag every time, so I...
As long as you tag, you can bag.
Well, Mr. Irons knows. He knows to tag, so... Yeah, we're all Gucci on this end. But I'm saying it's still a bang.
They friendly fire us all the time. It'll be like somebody's like club face, and it'll be like somebody hitting the ball like on like the hosel every time, and the hosel's like dented. It'll be like, tag somebody whose club this looks like, and Dope Callow will be like, I'll start at Brilliantly Dumb. Like,
yeah. Like, they're sometimes blatant. They're like, tag the shittiest golfer you know. Joey Coldcut.
Yeah, I've seen a few of them.
But you know what? Again, if you are going to bag, just make sure you tag.
That's right.
Bag for the tag.
Callaway's got a million followers. Yeah. More.
It's a good life lesson.
That's right. Yeah.
It's one of the bigger lessons I think we've all learned is that if you're going to bag, you better tag.
The tag is sometimes worth the bag.
Almost always, dude.
But sometimes it's not a trade. You're going to get bagged.
So if that's going to happen, listen,
for sure,
you got to get tagged.
It's like those animals in the wild that they put the chip on. They're going to get bagged. Just tag.
There's a lot of baggings that I would forego the tagging on.
Yes.
But if I'm going to get the bag, I got to get tagged.
I would even claim if it's a big enough tag, I welcome the bag.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's a rarity. It's a rarity, but there's nothing worse.
You know what the worst one ever of all time was?
There's nothing worse.
Steve-O bagged the shit out of me and tagged Bob.
That's the worst one
of all time, dude. This guy bagged me with
Got him to a million.
With the garage door. Steve-O reposted with the bag and tagged Bob.
He's at the UFC. You shouldn't talk to him.
I thought about it, but he wouldn't have known who the fuck I was.
He was busy holding up Feastables behind Logan Paul. That's my favorite. I went the other week. I just ended up on Logan Paul's Instagram. Yeah. It's a picture of him and KSI at the UFC, like holding up their drink. And in the background, you just see Cutsy just like staring at them.
I had the beast, the Mr. Beast.
Well, that was on the Jumbotron. There's
situations that Cutsy can be in that from afar looking in makes it 10 times funnier.
Oh, man.
Like Cutsy sitting next to Logan Paul to me is the funniest thing. Like, it wouldn't have looked as funny
Guy welcomes it too. We're like getting ready to leave UFC. He's like, go stand next to Joe Burrow. I gotta take a picture. I'm like, good God.
Did you get a pic next to Kenny Pickett?
That's also coming from a guy that during the fucking shot of glory spent like 20 minutes just trying to stand next to Nick Saban.
Is that Bob? Yeah, that's true.
He was just infatuated. I don't know what he didn't want to talk to the guy.
You just wanted
to stand near him.
Somehow he ended up next to me. I didn't even know he was there.
I got you. I got a few of you with Nick. With coach.
Ball coach?
Yeah.
Ball coach.
Hey, can you get the ball coach over here for a pick?
Think ball coach?
Sure thing, guys. Hey, coach. This guy's on a pick. Not in a word.
No.
That was wild. That was one of the wilder.
That was awesome.
I was before I shanked the golf ball.
I just saw that. Oh, you posted that clip recently. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you put roast me, which I think is great.
Yeah, listen. I at this point, I know there's going to be some shares with some roast, so might as well
welcome.
What is
that? You're asking people to roast you?
I think if you welcome the roast, then the roast is never as bad as it could be.
Do you really want the roast, though? Like, deep down, do you actually want it, or you want it just...
I mean, yeah, I posted the video, so sure enough.
Well, roast. I mean, like...
I think at this point now we've embraced the fact that we're not good golfers to the point where like nobody can like sit here and like point at us and be like those guys think that they're good. Like we've embraced the fact that we're like a humor like content first golf channel with a great golfer and two guys who are sporadic as the fucking wind and sometimes can put something together but often are shit.
Often. Sometimes often. Maybe good. Sometimes. Most of the time.
Sometimes
shit.
Maybe good. Sometimes. Most times maybe shit.
Well, because he said it. It's like sometimes I'd actually go on the record to say if the tag is big enough.
I'd welcome the bag.
Sometimes I welcome.
You ever been bagged? Bag. There's nothing worse than getting bagged without a tag. It's a rarity, but it happens.
It does happen.
It's a rarity, and it's just
it's a nightmare.
Oh, it's like a 2% rate, and it's brutal.
Total nightmare.
Yeah, it's you feel used a little bit.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, it's
without
tough.
A question.
It's tough.
Yeah, but you know, look, what are you gonna do?
It's nice, it's nice to get together in Florida, boys.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Good for us.
I was going to call in on Zoom, to be honest.
When we got ripped.
From up there.
I'm not doing the podcast. I'm talking about Jupiter and us all being together and then coming on the Zoom. I thought that was hysterical and totally, totally true. So yeah, it is nice to all be in person.
Can I say something real quick? I don't even know if I should say this. I was watching a video of a different group. Not even a golf group, just like a YouTube content type deal. They had this little office thing. It was like this little tiny, it was probably, I shouldn't say tiny, but it was probably as big as this whole room. And they had it like set up, like one wall was like this studio and one wall was this and one wall was that. Yeah. And one was that. And I was like, you know, we should get that. Like we've talked about it. But we should get it.
Yeah, sure.
It looked literally. No, I know, but it's almost been like super preliminary. Not due to you, but I'm just saying in general. Yeah. And it's like, why don't we just make the? It was like your dream. Like it was like one big ass man cave with like so that much room for like cool shit.
Yeah, you put and a pot on to one get wall. Done. You put a, like a live stream thing on another wall.
There was like one office.
You have a TV.
There were jerseys everywhere. Yeah, there were wax everywhere. Yep. They were playing like video games.
You
I was like,
were playing
damn.
FIFA the other day. How was that?
Oh, we did.
Great.
I can't wait to get my hands on that.
Bob and I got fucking worked online yesterday.
You guys got to do an ultimate team. I was telling him FP. You create an ultimate team and you play online, you can like create and trade and like draft your
that's
own players.
Lot. I just want to play.
But I'm gonna tell you what,
I just want to rock.
We went 0-3, but it's so much fun.
Yeah. We did 2v2.
It's the best game to me. And
yeah, it's working together.
We did like us two on the same team.
That's tough.
Against,
that's tough.
Well, you make sure you play against people doing the same.
Yeah.
We did well, and then we
you get
just
some
blew
like crosses in with
it.
A one time
where
you
like turn the ball over a
volley.
Too much.
Yeah.
Were you playing against like a 12-year-old?
I'm not good on D at all.
Who were you playing against? Some child?
Hard to know.
Mm-hmm.
You play as one player the whole time, or can you switch to a defender?
Switch. No, you switch.
Yeah, you switch. Yeah,
but you don't switch to the same. It won't let you switch to.
You know what team I used to play as?
Oh yeah, I mean he's
Arsenal.
What my favorite team was?
Interesting.
The Belgium national team.
That's a good team.
They were so good back in the day.
Yeah,
they
never do anything.
De Bruyne. Yeah,
Vincent Kompany.
All those guys. Yeah,
Kompany's been around for
Axel Witsel.
Axel Witsel.
Yeah.
Eden Hazard.
Hazard. Yeah.
Hazard.
It's a good team. They had that goalie too. The I forget his name.
Courtois?
But yes.
Oh yeah.
Courtois.
Yeah. Good team. Can never win at all.
Good.
They beat the U.S.
Lukaku
in 2008. Yeah.
Lukaku was their striker.
Yeah. It's,
very good.
I had so much fun with that tour. I feel like the FIFA days are just getting started.
FIFA days
I
are fun.
I really enjoyed it. I mean, the 1v1s are also amazing, but there's something about playing on the same team on these co-ops.
Yeah, that's
fun.
Yeah.
So much fun. So fun.
You get four controllers, you go 2v2. That's a lot of fun. That's a fun ride.
We'll definitely get those going. I would really look forward.
The other thing, too, is I will say Madden is great, but the game lasts way longer in duration than FIFA game.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a longer play. So, like, you could get more FIFA matches in than you would be in, like, an hour span than you would be able to get Madden matches, like, by quite a lot.
Does nobody play NBA 2K anymore? That's what I used to play.
Yeah, I used to play
that
a lot.
I was so good at that.
Really?
Yeah.
But everybody plays FIFA now. No, or
NHL
Madden.
Is also a lot of fun.
Or like everybody plays like Fortnite now. Yeah. Or that stuff.
And they tricked us because the even better game was the NCAA games. The NCAA basketball games. Football. No, basketball.
But those got rid of a long time ago.
Correct. But those were the greatest.
Yeah, they were so cool.
But then
they
fooled us this past couple months that they were like, they're bringing it back.
They're bringing football back.
The last one they made, the reason they got canceled was because the guy looked too much like Blake Griffin. That was the last one, 2012.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
They're bringing the football back, though, and the players can opt in.
Correct. That's right.
For $600.
That's right.
I'm dead serious.
That's true.
Yeah.
Arch opted out.
Yeah, opted out. Smart guy.
There's got to be so much
it's not worth it.
Legality and stuff around now, especially with like the NIL and like setting that up to where I'm sure NCAA football did want to come back, but they probably just were dealing with so much shit.
Yeah.
Apparently now it is coming back. It'll be a lot of fun.
Who do you like in the Final Four, C-Cuts?
Purdue.
Even while knowing that UConn has missed their, has been delayed on their, have you seen all that stuff about them?
Yeah.
UConn's been like, their flight's been delayed or something. They don't, like, everybody's losing their mind because they're not going
to
get enough sleep.
I think
sleep
they might lose to Alabama.
UConn, Alabama, what's the other game? Purdue against
NC
State?
It's an 11.5 point spread, but right. But Alabama runs and guns. I think Purdue's going to win it all. I think the Edie kid is pretty tough to guard. And, like, I just think that, I think they got past the first round, which they normally don't, so they have a chance to win it all. I take Purdue. I have them in my bracket, which
your bracket?
Is sportsman. Sportsman bracket.
Oh, is that with the fans?
No, we did one each of us. Me, Mikey V, Ticket, and Mr. Anderson. So I
UConn just looks so damn good, man.
Yeah, they're
just
smoking everybody.
When was the last time a team won back-to-back?
Florida. Billy Donovan. They've been beating the shit out of people, though. Yeah. It's not like they're just squeaking out wins. They're winning by 30, 25. Yeah. They haven't had a close game yet.
They have big guys. They have a few guys who could compete with Edie, too. They got the owner of the league. They got, like, two guys who are, like, seven something, too. Like,
I think they're nasty. I think they're really, really tough. All right, boys, you want to do a little Q&A here to close down?
All right, first question comes from Joseph Banquier.
Oh, no.
Oh, Joey B.
Who has the most riz out of the five of you guys?
I'm surprised. I don't know. Why are you looking at me?
What is riz?
Most riz?
Bob's, like
Bob's got some riz.
It's either Bob
riz.
Or Bob for Jets quietly got some riz.
It's
to
Bob.
Him
what is riz?
It's like game. Game. Like spitting game to chicks.
Oh, with chicks.
Swagger.
Is that what the kids are calling it now?
Riz?
Yeah. The Rizzler.
I think it's easily Bob or Jet. It's probably Bob, just straight up.
I think
Jet has got some riz.
I got some sneaky riz, too.
FP does, too.
I got some sneaky riz, but I need, I don't do it because I'm married and I need liquor in me.
Sure, that's a big part of riz.
I got some riz.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Does liquid courage play into the riz?
Sure.
Whatever it takes. I feel like that's performance enhancing drugs, though. I'm not sure
that's what I'm saying.
Counts.
I think riz is just what you're naturally gifted with.
I think so,
however you show up to a riz is your riz.
You're like Bob Shine away. He's got the sauce. You've got the tour sauce.
Bob's got riz with dudes if you want. You know what
Whoa.
I mean? Like, no, I'm saying he just that's his skill.
He's
that's what he does.
He's got the gift of
he can
gab.
Talk his head. He can make any sort of feeling.
He's charming.
Gift of gab, yeah.
I just keep pointing back to Yaman. I thought Yaman.
You just don't want the spotlight on yourself.
I can do it. I just don't. I don't like to try anything.
When
but
you do,
if I want, I can.
Nothing wrong with a little catch and release.
Sure. See you at the group tonight.
Big Mouth Billy Bass.
All right. Take the next one.
Next one comes from Nick Lapp 1015. What would you guys get the Aki way?
That's awesome. That's so good.
I don't even. What a That's ridiculous so question.
Well, I think FPSF. He's the most familiar with the Aki way.
I would get my whole life the Aki way. but I mean, like, if I'm in that bodega getting something from Aki.
Correct.
Like a Debbie bun?
No, tight.
I mean, it's true.
Little Debbie's.
Wait, can I ask a question first? Is the Aki way have to be something from him, or can I get something somewhere else and then he does it the Aki way?
I think it's
you can bring it from somewhere else.
Like, can I bring a chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A and get
them like an ingredient?
Okay,
like you can give him like hot cheese.
Can I get like a BLT the Aki way?
Yeah, but he's making the whole BLT.
Right, but
I would probably want and this is probably pretty weird, but I would like a toasted peanut butter and jelly. Mm-hmm. And I would like to throw in
pretzels,
some kettle chips the Yaki way.
Okay.
On a Jamaican bun.
Jamaican bun. Sure. Never.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, I feel like the ingredients you have to get is something from the bodega. Like
it has to be something wild. Yeah.
Yeah, he does it. I mean, but he'll never say no. He'll try.
Maybe if KFC did a chizza the Yaki way, then maybe they'd be back.
I think that's what they tried to do. So I didn't make it.
Yeah. Where is Aki's store? I would have gone there. I know. Is it in Brooklyn or it's in the city?
It's in the city. Uh-huh. Manhattan.
Uh-huh. Comment below.
Where do you think Aki's store?
Where is Aki's store?
I bet you know Aki's
store. Tell us, would you play a 7-wood? Have you ever played a 7-wood?
I don't even know. What is that from?
What would you guys get, Bob? What would you get the Aki way?
Something with a bagel.
A bagel with a chicken cutlet.
Wow.
Yeah, chicken cutlet in the middle.
How about a chicken Caesar wrap with bagels the Aki way?
Yeah,
that.
like bagel croutons.
Yeah.
Or not even.
Or just a bagel would be the wrap, you'd wrap it inside.
But then it's got to be all spilling out, right?
No, but we do. I mean, at the Breezy Lounge, Five Iron Breezy Lounge, they do it on a French roll.
Right, but with a bagel, you got the whole back. There's nothing protecting the backside to keep the salad part from falling out.
Well, you wrap it in a wrap so that you'd have the wrap.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Good, I like that a lot, man.
That's the opposite. Don't forget the bed.
There's nothing better. You lived in New York, right? Mm-hmm. Bodega runs are the best.
They're the absolute best.
They're the best.
Just the best bacon, egg, and cheese bagel.
Forget just walking into a bodega at 3 in the morning, hammered beyond belief.
Yeah, you know you're
is the greatest ass. Experience of all time.
You live in New York.
I lived in Brooklyn for about 11 months, a long time ago.
Of course he did, dude.
Are you 40? It's starting to not add up. I'm adding up the months, and it's just this guy moved out of his house when he was 8.
He's got that Theo Vaughn thing.
He was the kid who threatened to leave the house and run away and just actually did.
Yeah. I was emancipated.
I can take you.
I lived in Brooklyn for 11 months, and then I went to high school.
Yeah, it's
I don't remember the Brooklyn thing. I that's totally.
I know you're hearing what you need to hear, and the rest is fine.
That's
crazy. How did Brooklyn treat you?
Jet knew.
Yeah, because I lived in New York, so you told me because
it was right
of that.
After I got back.
I don't know when
Australia.
It was.
Though.
See, he was 11.
See, I know he lived in Brooklyn.
Down under.
I know he lived in Brooklyn. If you ask me when, I can't piece because he's when I think of Ticket, I think of Philly, I think of Machu Picchu, I think of Brooklyn, I think of LA,
Charleston.
I think
of
Charleston.
A lot of these things happened while I would do my summers in high school. I would take those trips to Peru, Machu Picchu, Chile. A lot of those
Chile.
Chile.
They went to Santiago.
Santiago is apparently a beautiful place.
I high school in 11, so if it was 11. 12, weren't you in college?
Well, Bob, I dropped out of college.
You dropped out of college and moved
first
to
semester.
Brooklyn?
I've also told you that 1,000 times.
That's when he was the big ticket.
Semester.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you finished your freshman year.
Oh, no, he was the big ticket.
No, big ticket. I had a massive, we don't need to get into that. Yeah, mentally, I wasn't well. Had to get out of there.
So you went to Brooklyn?
Well, I took some time off and then I went to on the gap year trip on the rest of 11. I went to Australia, Fiji, New Zealand, and then when I got back, I went to Brooklyn, and then when I left Brooklyn, I went to LA, and I was in LA for
when you were in Brooklyn, were you a Brooklyn guy? Cuz I could see you being like a hipster.
Just hopping on the L,
just going walking around. You probably wore rolling around into smoking
more,
like
I was skinny, I was in good shape. I was had a lot more style than this. I can't figure it out. I have the yips with fashion now. I can't figure it out. Nothing fits. They're all long sleeves. The pants all the time. It's too hot. I've lost it. I got to try to get skinny and figure it out again.
Me too, yeah. Bro. But good news.
I think
you have the McDonald's shirt will start you on that route.
I got banged by the McDonald's guy, by the way.
Did you wear it yet?
I wore it yesterday.
How great is that shirt? Best. You feel like $1,000,000.
Those shirts are nice.
Give me a McDonald's shirt 2XL the Aki way.
Damn.
Around the house.
Yeah.
Those things shrink
probably.
Sure, if that's what they want you to believe.
Dry them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Tick, if you throw that thing in the dryer, it'll be
shrink right up.
It's more about what the guy thought of who I was.
I
refuse to believe he even sent one for me.
Well,
I think that was what was left.
I looked last night.
X, and that ain't right.
I actually looked last night, Tick, and I think you actually didn't get banged. I think I banged you accidentally.
Yeah, no, I took an XL.
And then there was a double XL. So he probably meant for me to wear the double and for you to wear the XL.
I don't think. I think that Ray Kroc personally banged you.
I don't think he had me in mind at all. I just think he thought we were
no,
all
he gave one for every one of us.
The thing is, McDonald's isn't in the t-shirt business.
That's correct.
They're in the real estate business.
That's true.
Every time. I'll do this all day. I love it.
We also have $300 worth of gift cards.
Yeah, the rest sitting in the drone.
You can't buy those. There's no like McDonald's merch store. You can't buy that.
I almost want to ask him again, not for the gift card, just for more merch. He also sent me a giant French fry floaty that we're going to use the next time we have a pool.
That's awesome.
A giant McDonald's French fry floaty.
Those shirts were awesome. Yeah. All right, let's do one more.
Thank you, McDonald's.
One more? We'll go with Liam Hayes _93. Fuck, marry, kill, Wendy's, Nando's, and Tim Hortons.
Fuck. Oh.
Fuck.
That's tough. That's a good one. That's a good three there to pick.
Son of a bitch.
Wendy's.
I got mine, too.
I think I got mine, too.
We're all gonna correct. Be very similar. Maybe.
Yeah.
Again, it's not that I loved Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
No. Yeah.
Tim Hortons is getting the axe.
There's nothing against
him. It just went up. It went up against a couple juggernauts, too.
We're going to have the same one.
I'm
marrying Wendy's. Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm marrying Wendy's.
Fucking Nando's.
Nando's is overseas. You know, you go to Nando's, you hang out, and you come back.
Piece.
Oh, you're killing
a little sneaky link?
Yeah, overseas.
Just a little overseas sneaky link.
And you got Nando's is good, too, but you can't have, like, Wendy's is the best.
I can never, ever kill Tim Hortons. I'm killing Nando's every fucking day of the week. Bro, we've had Nando's once in our entire lives.
We had it 8 times.
Exactly.
We had it 8 times.
Okay, but when is the next time we're going to have Nando's?
It wasn't just Nando's. It was cheeky Nando's.
You don't cheat on your wife every day. I'm married to Wendy, dude. I'm married to Wendy. I'm only going to fuck Nando's every once in a while.
But here's the thought of why you should kill Wendy's.
No.
Here's the thought.
Yeah, just
think. I feel like I can piece together what I can get from Wendy's at a lot of other spots. I think I can get it from McDonald's. I think I can go to the Burger King. I think I can go and a lot of different places to get. I can't go to a lot of other places to get what I can get from Tim Hortons.
I didn't know nothing about what Bob put me on to Wendy's 2 years ago. Not that I had never heard. I just had never had it. I love Wendy's.
Sure.
Wendy's my girl. Her name is literally Wendy. How can you not like? You have to marry
her.
She's
that redheaded slut.
You can't kill Wendy's.
I think you can.
Joey D, what do you got?
I'm killing Nando's. I mean, I love Nando's, but it's rotisserie chicken. I mean, it's, and I've had it.
Rotisserie?
Yeah, we had it 8 times in the span of a week, but I had it 1 time essentially in my life. I am absolutely.
Did you love it?
I did love it. But sometimes you have to kill what you love, and if it comes back, then I'll have it for the rest of your life. I'm marrying Tim Hortons. I'm going to fuck with Wendy's, and I will kill Nando's. Being Canadian, I think it changes the outlook of and plus, it's like I'm so much more familiarized with Tim Hortons. Like, I feel like if you guys had Tim Hortons on the reg...
That's true.
Tell you what, I'd marry an ice cap. I'd marry an ice cap.
Yeah, sure.
People say Tim Hortons isn't what it used to be.
Wow.
Well, I don't live in Canada anymore, so I don't
have it very much. Have you actually heard that?
They said it's like kind of commercialized now. It's not what it used to be.
I remember when you used to go to Tim Hortons, like the old school days, dude. Yeah. There were not that many of them. They weren't very corporate. It was special, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's literally a fucking fast food, essentially fast food restaurant created by a hockey player for the country of Canada.
I'll tell you what, that frozen lemonade special.
Oh, and the ice caps. Chili? Their breakfast and the chili. Oh. Their breakfasts are great, man. Their breakfasts are like, when I used to live in Canada, it was like McDonald's one, and then Tim Hortons was probably two for breakfast.
They had a great McDonald's over there, too.
Yeah, they do. They have a lot of items that we don't have here.
You know who had a great McDonald's? Scotland.
Yeah, Edinburgh had a great.
Edinburgh. Yeah. Those chips, those chips, those wraps.
You guys eating those fries?
It's what's going on with this?
What's going on over here, dude?
We tough went thing. Halfway across the globe just binge on McDonald's.
But didn't they say they had different, like, because America? I could be wrong, but I thought that Rick and them were saying like they didn't recognize some of the items on our menu, or they were like, "Have you ever had
it's
this?"
Different. It's different.
And isn't it strictly because it's just healthier over there, and ours are just much bigger and more fattening?
Sure, that makes sense.
Perfect.
We actually have Nando's over here.
Now, no, like, what would you guys...
Virginia or Boston?
There's some in D.C.
Yeah.
Which it's not enough for me to go up there. Probably Dallas.
The same.
I'm going to ask another fuck, marry, kill. But I'm going to ask Wendy's, Taco Bell, and McDonald's.
That's tough.
I was that is really tough.
I'm marrying Wendy. I'm fucking Mickey D's, and I'm
kidding. I might marry Mickey D's, man.
It's because that Taco Bell challenge. It's ruined it for you. Exactly
what You're is. Going with you love Taco Bell.
I wouldn't have it. I would still have it. It's not like a Tatsu situation, but
I'd marry Tatsu.
I'm probably marrying Taco Bell.
Yeah, that's a good
fucking name. Wendy. I'm killing McDonald's.
I can't kill McDonald's.
You're killing McDonald's?
I'm marrying McDonald's.
I think McDonald's
You is like Wendy's
tier.
More than McDonald's?
Yeah.
You got I can't. No way.
I do.
Golden arches, man.
I do.
I think McDonald's pound for pound.
I do too.
Between the breakfast and all the other items they have.
I think Wendy's has a great breakfast. I think those breakfast potatoes is the best potato in the fast food game, and I've been saying it for 5 years.
Wendy's is good, but I could have McDonald's much more regularly than Wendy's. I feel like it's just... And Taco Bell is in no world ever going to get killed.
So you're killing Wendy?
Yeah, I'm killing Wendy.
I'm killing Taco Bell. You just say you're going to kill Taco Bell?
But don't you feel like you're keeping two burger joints and you're kicking Mexican
out of
their spice?
You've got to mix it up.
McDonald's is like a home. It's like McDonald's is a home. You know what I mean? Like it's you want to marry. You know? Like the chicken nuggets at McDonald's are what makes a house a home.
Is that your number one fast food item in the game?
I think so, yeah. And it's chicken not nuggets. Even like, I just, it's yeah.
pretty good.
Yeah.
And then,
call them the yam and nuts.
And then Bob put me on the Baconator and I haven't looked back.
Yeah, it's the best sandwich in sports. Yeah, it's the best sandwich in fast
sports.
Food. It's fantastic. Yeah. Baconator's the number one.
Better than the picante dog at Dodger Stadium.
That was great. All right. Well, we did what we do best.
Talked a whole lot of nothing.
Bob the Sports Podcast. We will see you next time.